All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. On behalf of St. Petersburg Fire Rescue, we are thrilled to have you join us today for this very special occasion. So thank you for coming. I want to take a moment to acknowledge our city leadership, community partners, department personnel, and all of our residents who are here today to share in this milestone. We also want to extend our sincere gratitude to our city officials, contractors, planners, and community supporters who helped make this project possible. Your dedication ensures that we can continue to serve our community safely and effectively. Today's groundbreaking represents more than the start of a new building. It symbolizes our continued commitment to public safety, innovation, and investment in the community that we serve. It is now my honor to welcome Mayor Ken Welch, who will share a few words on behalf of the City of St. Petersburg.
Thank you, Chief Lewis. Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful day in the Sunshine City. Thank you, Chief, for the tents. Even though it's March, it still gets warm. To Chief Watts, to District Chief Lewis, and the brave men and women of the St. Pete Fire Rescue Department, thank you all for being here, and thank you for the wonderful work you do every day. Before I begin, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge some of our city leadership who are here with us today. Our Chair, Lisette Hanowitz. They want to see you, so stand or wave or something. You may have never heard this, but he's from the West Side. Councilmember Copley Gertis is here. Councilmember Richie Floyd. Councilmember Deborah Fig Sanders. And Councilmember Gina Driscoll. My Chief of Staff is here. Where's Doyle? Way in the back, as usual. Doyle, thank you for being here. We also have some of our state leadership, Senator Nick DeSigley. Thank you for your leadership, Senator DeSigley, and thank you for being here today. Chief Anthony Holloway from St. Pete PD and his team are here as well, Chief. And this project is all about partnership. It would not have happened without the partnership of Pinellas County Schools and Superintendent Hendricks and the Pinellas County School Board. They sold us this property. They did not have to do that, and I want to thank them for their leadership. We have Chair Caprice Edmonds is with us today, and School Board Member Don Peters as well. Thank you all. This is an investment that reflects our commitment to public safety, to our workforce, and the future of our city. This project is about ensuring our firefighters have the modern, resilient, and efficient facility they need to do their job safely and effectively. Every call that y'all respond to, every life you protect, depends on having the right tools, the right equipment, and the right environment. And our administration and our city council are committed to making sure you have the tools you need to do the great work you do. And this new station will deliver just that, with updated living quarters, improved operational space, and advanced safety features. We're taking meaningful steps to protect the health and well-being of those who protect us. I do want to thank some in the back, Rick Pauley, representing our firefighters. Thank you for your partnership as well. We're also building with the future in mind. This facility is on track to be LEED certified, aligning with our city's commitment to sustainability and resilience. That means we are not only investing in public safety today, but also in a stronger, more sustainable, and resilient St. Petersburg for generations to come. To the men and women of St. Pete Fire Rescue, thank you. Thank you for your courage, your dedication, your service to our city, your DNA of public safety and public service. This station is a reflection of the value we place on your work and the respect we have for the sacrifices you make every day. Today marks the beginning of an exciting new chapter for Fire Station 2 and for the community it serves. And we look forward to coming back for the ribbon cutting. Remember, we are all St. Pete. Thank you for your service. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Welch. Now, please join me in welcoming Council Chair Lisette Hanowitz.
Well, good morning, everyone. What an exciting day in the West Side today. Chief Watts, District Chief Lewis, Mayor, and my fellow council members, and the many men and women of the St. Petersburg Fire Rescue who serve our community with such dedication. It's such a joy to stand here with you today. The crews working at Fire Station 2 have served our city diligently for several years, despite working out of a building that wasn't designed as a fire station. They've responded to countless emergencies, trained new firefighters, built trust with neighbors, and stepped forward in moments of danger so that others may live in safety and peace. And while the old station has allowed our brave men and women of St. Pete Fire Rescue to serve the West Side well, it's no big secret that it's not exactly a modern public safety facility. In city government, there are always trade-offs. We balance priorities, we stretch resources, and we make sure that safety remains at the top of the list. And I will assure you that every council member here had this fire station at the top of their list for priorities since they started serving on city council. But good leadership also means recognizing when it's time to move forward. We owe it to our firefighters and to our residents to provide facilities that meet today's standards and tomorrow's needs. This new station does exactly that. It's an investment in public safety and resilience and the long-term strength of this community. Fire Station 2 will give our firefighters the space, the tools, and environment they need to work safely and effectively. It will support faster response times, improve working conditions, and continue to ensure our residents are protected for decades to come. I want to thank our leadership in the fire department, especially our chief, Keith Watts, for your guidance and partnership throughout this process. I also want to thank our engineering and capital improvements department for their hard work with Biltmore Construction and Wanamaker Jensen. The planning, design, and pre-construction work have been thorough and thoughtful. Most importantly, I want to thank the firefighters of St. Petersburg Fire Rescue for your courage, your commitment, and your unwavering willingness to put others first. Because of you, our city is safer, stronger, and better. And you deserve facilities that match the excellence of your service. You deserve a station that supports your health, your safety, and your ability to respond quickly when residents need you most. Thank you all for being here to celebrate this moment with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Chair Hanowitz. It is now my pleasure to introduce our Fire Rescue Chief Keith Watts to the podium to share remarks about this exciting project and what the new station will mean for our community. Chief.
Good morning. On behalf of St. Petersburg Fire Rescue, thank you for joining us today as we break ground on this new fire station number 2. I want to recognize our city leadership, community partners, and the residents whose support made this milestone possible. Today represents more than just the start of construction. It reflects our unwavering commitment to protecting this growing city. Fire station number 2 is a critical hub for our emergency response, and this new facility is an investment in both operational readiness and the health and safety of our first responders. Designed for efficiency and longevity, this station will provide our teams with the modern tools they need to serve this neighborhood for decades to come. Projects of this scale require strong partnerships, and we are grateful to the architects, builders, and city teams who work behind the scenes to help make this a success. Most importantly, we thank you, the community, for your continued trust in our mission. Today, we break ground on a foundation where our crews will train, prepare, and respond 24 hours a day to help those in need. We look forward to watching this project take shape and welcoming you all back to the official opening of these doors in 2027. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Watts. Now it's time for the ceremonial groundbreaking. Mayor Welch, City Council members, and Chief Watts will now take the first shovels of dirt, symbolizing the official start of construction.
All right, we're going to do it on three.
Okay.
One, two, three. All right.